A Chattanooga author has written a new book about Mark Twain's early years. The book is called Lighting Out for the Territory, How Samuel Clemens Headed Out West and Became Mark Twain. It's published by Simon & Schuster. The author, Roy Morris Jr., will have a signing next month on the Delta Queen riverboat to commemorate the Mark Twain centennial. Today, Roy Morris Jr. joins us to discuss his book. Many biographies of Twain have been written, but this one focuses on a lesser-known part of Twain's life, his six-year journey to the Wild West, where Twain developed his persona and his literary style. In the beginning of the book, Twain is a young man working as a riverboat pilot. When the Civil War breaks out, he very briefly and very grudgingly joins a Confederate regiment. The story of that regiment sounds like something out of Twain's novels. They were called the Marion Rangers.
And the Rangers, yeah, they weren't exactly a crack military outfit. They spent most of the few weeks that Twain was with them arguing about ranks and falling off their horses and falling down in the creeks. One Ranger shot his own horse one night for not giving the proper password. Another Ranger got dragged off by a bulldog. And Twain, who was still, of course, Sam Clemens in, sprained his ankle by jumping out of a barn that he had set on fire by smoking in bed.
Twain clearly wasn't cut out for the military, so he escaped the rest of the war by moving out west. In 1861, he arrived in Nevada. He got a job as a journalist at a newspaper called the Territorial Enterprise. His writing was sharp, often satirical. Perhaps too satirical, he often stretched the truth or flat-out lied.
He spent about 2 years as a reporter in Virginia City, Nevada, and wrote several stories stretching the truth, one in which he claimed that a leading citizen of town had gone crazy and killed his whole family, and it was a terrible story, and then people noticed that the family seemed to be walking around town, you know, pretty healthy, and so Twain wrote a retraction in the next day's newspaper and said, "I take it all back."
Twain angered many people with stunts like that. Once, Twain's journalistic hoaxes nearly got him shot.
An editor at the rival newspaper, the Virginia City Union, he got mad because Twain had said that the Union newspaper wasn't contributing its fair share to the Union war effort, which was kind of ironic coming from an ex-Confederate like Twain. But this editor challenged him to a duel. Twain tried to get out of it, said you know, he didn't have time to fight a duel, and he'd been drunk when he wrote the story anyway.
After that incident, Twain fled to San Francisco. There, Twain started writing for a different newspaper, The Morning Call. The assignments at that newspaper were dreary. In fact, Twain said it was killing his soul to work there.
Well, the editor of that paper actually expected him to do some serious journalistic work, and Twain said that was awful slavery for a lazy man. So he only did that for a few months, and then he quit.
The Morning Call expected Twain to put in long hours.
He had, according to him, he had an 18-hour work day, and he said he had to go to the courts and the police stations, and actually got one of the reasons that he quit the call was not just that he was lazy, but that he wrote a story condemning the San Francisco police for letting a group of toughs beat up some Chinese immigrants, and the editor wouldn't run the story because the call described itself as the washerwoman's newspaper because there are so many Irish maids and house servants living in San Francisco, and they bought that paper every morning. So the Irish and the Chinese immigrants were sort of competing for the same jobs, so they didn't much like each other, and the editor didn't want to run Twain's story.
So even back then, in spite of perhaps his self-professed laziness, his disdain for the truth, he still kind of had that moral undercurrent to what he was writing.
Yeah, that's a good point. He wasn't what you'd call a crusader, but I think he had a good heart buried under two or three levels of humor.
I asked Morris, with a subject as humorous as Mark Twain, would it even be possible to write a serious biography?
Well, his later life was more tragic because as he got older, he lost an infant son who died young, and two of his daughters died young. I know when I was thinking about doing a new book, I had the idea for Lighting Out for the Territory and him as a young man and his adventures in the West, or a book about his later years. And my wife, Leslie, said, well, yeah, that's a real good idea. Do a book about Twain when he's not funny. So I took her advice and did the funny part.
Morris's book focuses on Twain's 6-year journey out west, Twain's process of discovering himself as a writer. So what were some of the most crucial moments in that transformation?
Well, of course, literally, he became Mark Twain after he started working for the Virginia City Enterprise. This was, I think, February of 1863 when he first signed his pen name, Mark Twain, to an article. Then another turning point was probably when he wrote his first really popular story, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. And that story really, for some reason, caught on with the public and was picked up and published all over the country. And that kind of gave him his first fame. And finally, when he did his first public speaking, his first personal appearance in San Francisco in 1866, when he developed his stage presence that he carried forward. He said after that performance that he had discovered a new career and found out he could earn his living without having to do any work.
Twain would surely agree with that. He once wrote, "What work I have done because it has been play. If it had been work, I shouldn't have done it." Mark Twain died exactly 100 years ago this April. To commemorate that, events are happening all over the nation. Here in Chattanooga, Roy Morris Jr. will have a book signing on the Delta Queen Riverboat on Thursday, April 22nd. Morris's book is called Lighting Out for the Territory, How Samuel Clemens Headed Out West and Became Mark Twain. More information about the book and the signing is on our blog, www.wutc.org. Just look for the Around and About page. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.